This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A strike in Israeli-controlled Golan Heights on Saturday killed at least 12 children and teens and threatens to spark a wider war with Lebanon, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The victims in the town of Majdal Shams were from the Druze community, a religious sect which began as an offshoot of Shia Islam. Some Druze have Israeli citizenship, yet many still have sympathy for Syria and reject Israeli annexation. Israel blamed Hezbollah for the strike, but in a rare move, Hezbollah rushed to deny any role. The strikes come on the same day Israel hit a school used by displaced Palestinians in central Gaza, killing at least 30 people, almost half of them women and children. The new strikes in Israeli-occupied territory has heightened worries that an all-out war could erupt between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. I'm Karen Chamas.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Sunday Turkey could enter Israel as it's done in the past in Libya and Nagorno-Karabakh, though he did not spell out what sort of intervention he was suggesting. Erdogan, who's been a fierce critic of Israel's offensive in Gaza, started discussing that war during a speech praising his country's defense industry. The president appeared to be referring to past actions by Turkey. In 2020, Turkey sent military personnel to Libya in support of the United Nations recognized Government of National Accord of Libya. Venezuelans turned out in their millions on Sunday to elect a president amid high tension marked by official attacks on the opposition candidate challenging incumbent Nicolas Maduro. Maduro, who had previously warned of a bloodbath if he loses, said on Sunday he would make sure the final result from the regime-aligned electoral authority